All right. Good morning, church. Well, here it is. It is Friday. We've made it through this week, and we're going to be continuing in our study of Colossians. Today, we're in Colossians chapter 3, verse 18, through chapter 4, verse 6. Again, God's saving word for this week and for today is love. God's saving word is love. Well, by way of introduction, today's reading contains Paul's advice for Christian living and is reflective of the social structure of his time. He discusses family relationships and the relationship between slaves and their masters. The reading concludes with Paul admonishing the Colossians to be persistent in prayer, and he encourages them to treat non-believers in a way that demonstrates Christian love. Okay, so we'll begin reading in verse 18 with the personal relations in the new life. Wives, submit yourself to your husbands, for that is what you should do as Christians. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, it is your Christian duty to obey your parents always, for that is what pleases God. Parents, do not irritate your children or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your human masters in all things, not only when they are watching you because you want to gain their approval, but do it with a sincere heart because of your reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as though you were working for the Lord and not for people. Remember that the Lord will give you as a reward what he has kept for his people. For Christ is the real master you serve. And all wrongdoers will be repaid for the wrong things they do, because God judges everyone by the same standards. Masters, be fair and just in the way that you treat your slaves. Remember that you too have a master in heaven. Then Paul gives some instructions to the Colossians. In verse 4, in verse 2, be persistent in prayer and keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God. At the same time, pray also for us so that God will give us a good opportunity to preach his message about the secret of Christ. For that is why I am now in prison. Pray then that I may speak as I should in such a way as to make it clear. Be wise in the way that you act towards those who are not believers, making good use of every opportunity you have. Your speech should always be pleasant and interesting, and you should know how to give the right answer to everyone. And that's the end of our reading for the day. The key verse for today was found in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Where Paul writes, be persistent in prayer and keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God. You know, we see in chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, what Paul says about prayer. But what instructions does he give us to act towards non-believers? Paul discusses personal relationships in light of the new way of life. What are your thoughts about what Paul has written in these verses that we've looked at today? Well, let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the true master in heaven whom I serve. May all I do this day reflect my love and devotion to you. Help me to be persistent in prayer and draw me close to you. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that concludes our little get-together for today. And again, I hope that the things that we have read from God's word and talked about today will be an encouragement and an uplifting to you throughout this day. Until next time, God bless you.